talk about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how he taught four essential principles which are, so to say, the four pillars on which his Krishna consciousness or the Chaitanya Bhakti would stand. Now, he taught these principles in a very unusual way. He taught those principles through his associates. Let me read to you a text from Prabhupada which is quite telling and very nice, and then we will just talk about one principle which I think is very difficult to follow for Westerners, but very, very, very important for Westerners to learn. Here I read to you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his principles through four chief followers. Damodar Pandit, I will shrink the text a little, was notable for his objectivity as a critic. He did not even spare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his criticism. This also cannot be imitated by anyone else. Now, if from this text you understand that, okay, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principles is to criticize Vaishnavas, then you are entirely mistaken. What he taught through Damodar Pandit, who was a little, who was critical, as we will see, is a very important principle, that is simplicity. Let me first of all tell you how principles will help you to attain your spiritual goals. The moment you abide by dharmic principles, which you keep under all circumstances, even in times of personal challenge or even failure, these same principles which you are trying to uphold in your life will act as powerful helpers which push you on in your spiritual life. For instance, when we say one principle is for us truthfulness, if you are truthful in whatever circumstance you are in, you may not immediately have a visible benefit, but if you maintain that principle of truthfulness, even in the age of Kali, you will see how this principle does amazing things in your life. Now let us go to simplicity, or in Sanskrit, saralata. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati used to say, saralata e vaishnavata, which means simplicity means Vaishnavism. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, the first qualification by which you see who is a Vaishnava and who is not is by testing this quality of simplicity. Let me give you a little definition of simplicity, one by Srila Prabhupada, so that you know what it means. Srila Prabhupada said, simplicity means that without diplomacy, that is manipulation, one should be so straightforward that one can disclose the real truth even to an enemy. He says this in the 13th chapter when he explains this quality which Krishna says is one of the, I believe, 24 means to obtain knowledge. Baladev Vidyabhushana also defines simplicity as no duplicity. Ich möchte das jetzt mal in Deutsch ausdrücken. Einfachheit ist keine Doppelzüngigkeit. Duplicity würde man als Doppelzüngigkeit wohl sagen, ein Täuschungsmanöver. If you wish to become simple, in other words, you are willing to give up all pretension which come from the false ego, and you do not allow to have personal manipulation or personal politics to attain your own ends. Srila Prabhupada once taught us a very, very wonderful principle of simplicity, that is this straightforwardness or honesty, by giving the example of a little boy who wanted to go and take Brahman initiation. This boy came to Gautama Rishi, one of the, I think he is represented even in a star, isn't it? Gautama, is he belonging to this?
Mit Sicherheit.
Ja.
Beides ist nicht klar, ja. Denke ich von aus.
Ja.
Shaptarishis.
Ja. I also think he is really one of the great saints who has an unausradierbaren place in the constellation of stars. He's there as a star, seeing Amara Prabhu. Saptarishis, seven rishis are there, and one is, as far as I remember, Gautama Rishi. So there was a simple boy who wanted to be trained as a brahmana and came to Gautama Rishi. And Gautama Rishi said, "Well, we first have to find out your family. Are you a Kshatriya or a Vaishya? Or, I mean, if you are Sudra, I can't train you brahminically." The boy said, I don't know for sure. Can I go and ask my mother?" "Yes," said Gautama Rishi. "Please be back soon." So then the boy came back and listened to what he said. He said, "I cannot answer your question, Rishiji. The father of my mother is not known. My father is not known. My mother had many men and still has many men." Yeah, Mario has found out. She was an ordinary street prostitute. Now no one would, if he wants to do something, an ordinary person would try to express it in a different way, or maybe hide the truth. But the boy was perfectly simple about it. That means straightforward. And on this qualification, you know, to admit when you are asked that your mother is from the road, that's intense, you know. So Gautama Rishi embraced the boy and said, "You are very, very qualified to become trained as a brahmana, because you have this straightforwardness or this simplicity." Unkompliziertheit. It is a brahmanical principle, arjavan, to be simple. And I will discuss the two dimensions of simplicity. But first, I want to bring to your attention, my dear devotees, a sentence from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He said, "It is better to remain in the species of birds and beasts than to obtain a so-called human birth, but allow duplicity to enter the heart." You know, that you want to deceive someone to get your own personal motives. So better you would have not become a human being, but would have remained a bird in the sky or a cat. Going on. As a human being, it seems, especially in spiritual circles, it is expected from you that you actually adopt this quality to be honest, straightforward, and in this way, simple. It's interesting, isn't it? Because we may not think of this need so much. Especially we Westerners, I do not know how you are, but I am extremely complicated. This is not good for spiritual life. Now there are two dimensions of simplicity. One is an outer dimension, and the second is an inner dimension. The outer dimension is that your living circumstances are quite simple and uncomplicated without much entanglement. This means in effect that as a devotee, you're just satisfied with whatever Krishna supplies in your life. This is the outer dimension of simplicity. Srila Prabhupada gave us the example of one Brahmana in Krishna Nagar who was teaching every day his pupils to in some Brahminical subject matter. And then there was one landholder, or it's something like a king, a zamindar, who lived in Krishna Nagar, and who was extremely charitable to the Brahmanas. He had the desire to support Brahmanas. So this king, little king, came to this Brahmana and said, "You are so qualified. You have your little toll. Toll means like a little village school where you educate your pupils every day. I wish to support you. Tell me, what do you need?" Well, the Brahmana was in a very simple cottage, and maybe anyone would have said, "Well, the king comes, maybe I should ask for a well." That's a favorite thing for people on the land. They want to have their own water. Or, I do not know, maybe some safety in some Vaisha bank or something. But the Brahmana said, "I don't need anything. I have my students, and sometimes they give me a little rice. And for spicing," he pointed at the tree under which he sat, "I have this wonderful tamarind tree, and I just take a few leaves, boil it with some water, put the sauce over the rice. It is very good. I'm satisfied. I don't need much variety. Rice and tamarind soup. Sveyorenu, everything is all right." So Prabhupada uses this example as a value in itself, something we should aspire for. You will see in a little while why it is good to be simple. My dear devotees, sometimes when we go to Vrindavan and we try to live like the people live, we find out how complicated it is. We need our little medicine and our night cream and our little, what is, entertainment, and we need our little, what is, different types of shoes for different climates and different purposes, and different saris and different dhotis and chadas. And after some time, as you live in Vrindavan, you actually feel, this is just a waste of time that I have so many things and that I have in order to support me. And you actually learn to live simply. I very much enjoy this when I go to Vrindavan, that everything falls away from me and I have my one chada, which is extremely comfortable, and Lota. And don't know, one tempo handkerchief, one package of the tempo handkerchiefs. And I always find it as a great relief when you get all these complicated outer things out of your life. We will speak in a moment about the second type of simplicity, which is really something which is of an inner quality. My dear devotees, if you can cultivate a simple life, it makes your mind concentrated and focused on the essentials. But if you have an unnecessarily complicated life with complicated arrangements, complicated relationships, you cannot be focused. When everything is so complicated, you always are in this complicated world, and you are never in the essence of spiritual life. Prabhupada once, as you know, he lived in the Radha Damoda temple. There was a clay floor, and on it was a rope bed. Do you know what is a rope bed? It's just a frame, ein Holzrahmen, and then some ropes which are, I don't know, woven or so. It's usually where the feet are, they have such a free space because they argue when you sleep you don't need so much arrangements for the feet, let us save rope and so on. And when Prabhupada when he came to Los Angeles and some living quarters were made for him, just these very nice American and spacey rooms. Prabhupada, he commented, they were very luxurious. He said, I simply long to be in those rooms in the Radha Damodar temple. He really felt it's easier to be simple. And I have a friend, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. When you enter his room, he's extremely simple. He sits just on the floor, and that's how he lives, on the floor. No furniture, nothing, just floor. Once I asked him, Krishna, are you feeling comfortable? And he said, Satchinandan Swami, simplicity is the only wealth I know of. It's really a fact, and I encourage you to make an attempt in your life, an attempt which many devotees have made, to give away what you really don't need. And see, your mind will become more clear and more focused as you give the unnecessary things away. You will see, there's a magic in simplicity. I know it goes against what we have learned and what we intuitively strive for, that the more I have an interesting, nice things, then I'm always entertained and I can go back to something interesting. So on. But it is not like this. We are cheated if we think like this. Now there is an inner simplicity, which I think is even more interesting for devotees. And inner simplicity means to have simple faith in the words of the Guru and the Shastra. You just hear something from the Shastras and you have so much faith, simple faith, that you don't argue or you don't need to find out about it. It's in the Shastra. No further question I have. To mind comes Prabhupada, who simply repeated the Shastra and said, whereas the stool and the bones of animals are usually impure, the stool of the cow is pure. He advised us to sometimes use cow stool to disinfect the toilets and so on. And I remember when I was with the cow stool, the toilet. I'm sorry, this is now it's a hard test on my faith, you know, how is this pure? It smells like you have to open a window. It sticks. And so on. But Prabhupada just said the Vedas. He had no further question. Later he said to us weak-hearted people, you know, they have found out by analytical analysis that cow stool is antiseptic, also antibacterial, wie sacrileg, oder wie heißt das, sacrophag, oder gibt so ein Mittelchen, and so on. And he just repeated it, and he had faith. My Guru Maharaj said, and another time, this simple faith of Prabhupada, which makes life so uncomplicated, was shown when there were some devotees who were very much impressed by the by science, and they had heard that Prabhupada said we cannot go to the moon, so they wanted to show Prabhupada that he was a little bit too simple, and showed him a film from the NASA about the moon landing. I don't know if you saw the film. I saw it when I was just 12 years old, I believe. And we were there. I remember the whole family, and my mother had put a glass of orange juice before me so that I could drink something. I was looking, and I was only interested, you know, I saw how the capsule landed on the moon, and how, I think his name was Armstrong, Mr. Armstrong, an astronaut, went out, and, you know, his footprints were there in the moon dust, and I remember I was so excited, I just pushed the glass of orange juice out of excitement, I didn't see it, I just... My mother said, oh, kleine Schweinchen. And in this way, I remember it because of the glass of orange juice. I can see it, which I was very attached to, and I just wasted it out of excitement. So Prabhupada saw the same movie while he took a head massage. And he looked at it. And the devotees asked him, so? And Prabhupada turned around and said, they never went to the moon. It's not possible. In Shastra it says, it's not possible. Now, because I have a critical audience, I will say 70% of Americans also don't believe any longer that they went to the moon. Because... I also want to be simple in this class. You know, you cannot reach a higher planet by mechanical means. So, this simplicity, inner simplicity, which really means Shraddha, in the language of Yamunaji, Vera, is highly desirable in spiritual life. It makes your life uncomplicated. We are in the West, we come from a different tradition, especially if we come from the Eastern part, where we are more scientifically oriented. We wish to analyze and verify for us, and then we believe. But for spiritual life, faith itself is the accomplishment. Not the... abgeschlossene Forschungen, concluded research work. It's interesting, isn't it? It's a different value than we are accustomed to. Outer simplicity, meaning being happy with a simple life arrangement, and inner simplicity, which means a simple faith in Guru and Shastra. This is not easy. I'm sitting here now as an... slowly I become old, and I must tell you, I had my very, very intense struggles in inner simplicity. Very, very intense. wars of Kurukshetra were taking place in my heart. And now, becoming older, you just think, yeah, let's be simple. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked about this simple faith, simplicity, in the sense of cleanliness, meaning being free from envy and doubts and all these things in the words of Krishna. He once went to Amoga, I think I taught about this yesterday, and he said to him, the heart of a Brahmana or Vaishnava is by nature very clean. Therefore it is a proper place for Krishna to sit. If you can establish in your heart the throne of simple faith, Krishna will walk this evening in your heart and not leave you. This evening. Now it's already 13 minutes before 9. He will come at 9 o'clock in your heart. If you can make this throne in your heart, simple faith. Prabhupada was often asked, how long does it take to become Krishna consciousness? He said, it can take millions of years and you don't become Krishna conscious, and it can take just 1 second. Maybe Krishna is coming. I think Gaura, no, Chaitanya Bhagavan has simple faith, and Krishna is now coming with an express soul. Doesn't sound like Krishna. Techno or something, right? So Prabhuji, I think Prabhupada's strength is in this simple faith in the orders of his spiritual master. The earliest newspaper article about Prabhupada is, or let us say one of the earliest, is appearing in the Calcutta newspaper in 1975. Before Prabhupada went on board of the boat Jaladuta to make his famous journey to America, there were a few minutes before the Jaladuta would depart, so he went to one newspaper office for an interview. And later an article came out, and I just recently heard about this article. The article says something like this. He has many followers in the USA and he's going to inspire them. He has many temples. Prabhupada had nothing visible, but he had the faith of, in the words of his Dukhana Uchitali, how do we say, spiritual master, and as a result, it was clear, yes, there would be many people like you follow in the future, followers from the Western countries who needed inspiration. I want to now tell you a leela through which Lord Chaitanya taught the simplicity. He chose Damodar Pandit. If you look up in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, who is Damodar Pandit, you will find out he was with the Lord together in Navadvip, and he was one of the devotees who accompanied the Lord when he went to Puri, where he stayed as a sannyasi. Damodar Pandit is known for his straightforwardness. He was not at all duplicitous, and he would even criticize the Lord. He was so straightforward when he felt there was something. And there was something. There was a very gentle little boy who came in Puri every day to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This boy's mother was extremely beautiful. That was not the noteworthy thing. Was she was a widow. Witwe. So Damodar Pandit felt, oh no, what will the people say if my lord has such an intimate or confidential relationship to this boy? They will start to talk that, there's something going on with him and the beautiful girl. Must be. That's why he is so friendly with the boy. So Damodar Pandit became extremely worried and forbade the boy to come. But boys go where? Wherever affection is shown to them. We are also like this. When someone shows us affection, we just go. And somehow the boy all found out a way to avoid Damodar Pandit and still see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So finally, Damodar Pandit exploded. He was simple, straightforward, honest, no tricks and no. He said, my dear Lord, are you not concerned about what people will say about you? This boy's mother is very qualified, but there is one fault. She is very beautiful and a widow. Now, my dear Lord, you can act as you please. But I can tell you, the entire world is impudent, unverschämt. And they will start talking. And the Lord heard this. He smiled. And he said, you know, it's after all also impudent, you know, if I tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this, and yes, be careful, you know, with that relationship with the woman. It really sounds a little bit too critical, you know, as if he doesn't know. And so Lord smiled and was very happy because he was not roundabout. Er ist nicht wie eine Katze um den heißen Brei geschlichen, sondern ist unumwunden zum Punkt gekommen. This impudence is also a sign of pure love for me. I have amongst my associates no other intimate friend like Damodar Pandit. And then he said, Damodar Pandit, you are the most neutral. Nirapeksha. I would say neutral here, maybe in the translation, a word like objective is also very appropriate. You are the most neutral or objective amongst my associates. Very good. For without being neutral, one cannot protect religious principles. You know, one is always very emotional and subjective about everything. One needs to be in life a little bit neutral or objective. So then he sent Damodar Pandit to his mother Sachi and said, go to my mother, you are very qualified, protect her, give her news of me, pacify her and give her prasadam. So then, in other words, he sent Damodar Pandit away. Now, Damodar Pandit had one brother. His name was Shankar Pandit. And Shankar Pandit was also very simple, but he was not so critical and sharp as Damodar Pandit. He became known as Prabhu Padopadhana. That means the foot pillar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would rest, he would sometimes put his feet on Shankara Pandit, who was all in ecstasy, having the feet on his chest, and became known as the foot pillar, das Fußkissen for Lord Chaitanya. It's a nice position, you know. Also, imagine Chaitanya Bhagavan to be the foot pillar of the Lord. It's very good. It's very, we are immediately ready to serve in this function. So one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Damodar Pandit, "My love for you is mixed with the reverence, also mit Achtung. But I love your brother Shankar with all my heart. For this reason, I put him under your care. Take care of him and make something out of him." Yeah, everyone knew in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Damodar Pandit was strict in all practical dealings, and he verbally chastised everyone. So in his presence, no one dared to do anything independent from the etiquette and the standards. It is described, the moment you hear about Damodar Pandit, all atheistic desires will go out of your heart, because you also want to go like, okay, I will be all right. Once Damodar Pandit came, when he came back from Navadvip, just to show you how straightforward he was, unumwunden, sagt man in Deutsch, Lord Chaitanya asked him, "How is my mother, Sachi?" Damodar Pandit went like this, "How can you ask such a question? Mother Sachi is the mother of the universe. She is the mother of bhakti. As far as I can see, all the bhakti which you have, you simply have it because of your mother." It is said, no one can imitate Damodar Pandit. He was straightforward. He was, ich sag mal in Deutsch, klar, unumwunden, zur Sache kommt, nicht verstrickt und verzettelt und und trickreich. No. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled in great love, and a tear of ecstasy came when he thought of his mother Sachi and thought, yes, because of mother Sachi, I am known as Sachi Nandan. Son of mother Sachi. So, I want to now go with you through a simplicity workshop, and then we will end this simple lecture. Jagadananda Pandit, there are two Pandits, Damodar Pandit and Jagadananda Pandit, who were very free with Lord Chaitanya. Jagadananda Pandit once wrote, "If you want to worship Lord Gauranga, make your heart simple and straightforward. Worship the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, giving up all duplicity, maneuvering, and deceit. Don't just merely say, 'I belong to Gauranga, I belong to Gauranga.' This is giving him lip service. It has no effect. Follow the example and the sentiment of Lord Gauranga. That will be a fruit." So I promised to you to give you a little simplicity workshop. I would like to talk about three principles with which we can try and experiment to become a little bit simpler in our lives. The first is, be honest. Don't try to look good in the eyes of others. That is, you think one way, but you act in another way. I would like to give you an example from Mayapur, where I was not simple. I like to eat, as Ganga Mai will be able to tell you. And, you know, you sit in a row, and then they come with buckets. They still do this, our Brahmus, and they give you. And I was sitting next to a very renounced person like Gaurahari. I really didn't want to look that I liked sweets very much, and, you know, and like to eat the double portion of everyone else, and so on. So the service came for a second time, and they asked seconds, I said, because I sat next to him and I wanted to impress him. No. It is enough. I still was so hungry. And also I cried almost a tear of bitter disappointment when he followed my advice and just kept on walking and second, and left my horizon. So then, in the afternoon, I felt, the meal was ended, but I was out of that at 2 o'clock, and I felt, so I went to one of these Bengali shops, where you, even if you look at the preparation, you get diarrhea. And I said, I don't care, I'm so hungry, here, take here the 5 rupees, give me something for 5 rupees, I have nothing more. Then I ate. And then I remember that the renounced devotee was just coming to me, passing me. Maybe he had the same thing in mind. I don't know. I do not know. And he passed me. I went like, and I made a face so that he would not be able to see that it was me. Then, of course, afterwards, there was diarrhea and all possible consequences up to typhus and so on. So this is an example of someone who has one thing in his mind, but he acts in a different way in order to get a certain goal by manipulating another person's opinion. This is not good. I got diarrhea from it. What to speak of the loss of my reputation as a very renounced brahmachari, Mahasaya. Everything was gone, my reputation and the content of my stomach was also gone. This is an example of duplicity, It's not simple. I should have said, I'm very hungry, please put it on the plate and no problem to eat when you're hungry and when you have the agni. Or another thing is, in spiritual life, when you are trained, let us say you're in training and you say, and the teacher or the older devotee will ask you, have you understood? Let us say Gadadhar asked a question to one of us. Have you understood this complicated Maha astrology super arrangement? And you don't want to look foolish, and you go like, you don't say it, but you nod. And then comes a time where you really need to apply the knowledge, but you don't know. You have not understood. But you couldn't be simple, and so on. I've seen this in Gadadhar's lectures when he really gets esoteric and it's a very complicated, and everyone just goes like this, And then I asked them afterwards in the book, what exactly was he talking about? It was very good, yes. But what exactly was he talking about? It was very intricate and wow. Yes, that is true, but what exactly was he talking about? No one knows. sorry, this is not... Now Gadara will feel highly offended. Some will know, the good pupils who are not as simple as I am in these things. I don't want to... Maybe the example is not the best example. I wish to make a point that in order to look good, we are pretending to be something, and it does not serve us, and it really also does not serve the purpose and not the other person. We so often do this. There's a whole industry about this, the clothes industry, with nice shoes and nice trousers and nice pants and nice. You know from your work in the modern designing thing, it's all about not being simple. It's glorified as a value. So the good thing is, try to be honest. You will see in the beginning it may be a little difficult sometimes. It doesn't mean that, you know, that I'm honest and I go to Frank and say, Frank, sorry, this is God, Frank, natürlich. Also, we drove too fast on the Autobahn. I want to be very simple with you. And we just, you know what, we just drove too fast. You know, it's not so important for Frank, if he drove too fast when they came here, he most probably knows it already. No. It's in the important dealings where you have to be honest. Another thing about simplicity is be loyal. Loyal means, for instance, I'm thinking of Mukunda here. Mukunda was the only devotee who was not allowed to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu did his Satparahiya Prakash, that means his manifestation or revelation, which lasted, I think, 21 hours. Mukunda didn't have the power to enter the room in which all the devotees saw the Lord in different forms of Krishna. Murari, who was Hanuman in his last life, saw the Lord as Ramachandra. Sridhar saw the Lord as Krishna and Balaram, and so on and so forth. But Mukunda was not coming in. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by Shiva. Shiva said, every single devotee you have blessed, except for Mukunda, who's your singer. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry and he said, this rascal will not be allowed to see me in 10 million births. Why? Said Shiva. Well, if he is with the Mayavadis, he talks God has no form. And when he is with the Bhaktas, he says, Hare Krishna Hare Bo. He's duplicious. He is like a person who comes to me to touch my feet, and the next moment he takes an iron club and hurts me. I cannot tolerate to see even the face of Mukunda. So when Mukunda heard this outside, he decided on the spot to give up this body which he considered to be without worth. Lord wouldn't see him. But then he said to Shivasparitako, can you ask Lord Chaitanya after how many births I will again be able to see him? Lord Chaitanya said it, he was still fiery. He said, after 10 million births. Then Mukunda heard this. After 10 million births, he jumped up, he danced, and he loudly proclaimed, I will see, I will see, I will see. You know, sometimes we are just very young in spiritual life, and we think, maybe after this birth, or at most after 2 births, I will see Lord Krishna. We are very young. Just see the simple faith and the loyalty. Mukunda would not give up the Lord, although the Lord gave up on him, apparently. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw, heard this, he just, his whole mood changed, and he called his associate, bring Mukunda here immediately. So the associates came, but by the time they wanted to bring Mukunda, Mukunda had fallen down on the floor in great ecstasy, and he muddied the ground with his tears. So they had to carry him. Yes, this loyalty. I personally think it is so important. It is so. I feel a little limited in saying it, because sometimes when you say it, there are now devotees who say you are maybe a little fanatical. But no, simple loyalty. Krishna has sent us Srila Prabhupada, has sent us this revelation of God consciousness. Stick to it. Be with it. Remain with it. Don't be an eclectic shopman. Another way to practice simplicity is, and I feel this is the most important way, is to develop faith. Become a sadagrahi Vaishnava. A sadagrahi Vaishnava means someone who goes for the essence of spiritual life. He is different than the bharavahi person who always cultivates unwanted things, unwanted attachments, unwanted habits, and so on and so forth. Make your life simple. Yeah. Don't go in a zigzag when you can go in a straight line, and so on. Sometimes we may think, and I do not know if you are also like I used to think, well, if I'm always so straightforward, if I'm always simple in this way, there might be a disadvantage, a Nachteil. People might even take advantage out of me. Sie mögen mich ausnutzen, in Deutsch. Better I manipulate my way. But there is a saying, you may rise high with duplicity. You may even for some time come to the position of Lord Brahma with duplicity. But for sure, this is a temporary position. You will for sure fall from this. See, Krishna is known as the Patita Pavana. The Pavana means the savior, Retter, of the Patita, that is the fallen. Krishna is not known as the Kapata Pavana. Kapata means the cheater, the deceiver. Someone who is not honest cannot be saved by Krishna. But someone may be very fallen and very deen. Deen means on the ground, on the floor. But Krishna will save him. Even if in the world of men they laugh about your simplicity and they think you are so too straightforward, or too, Krishna will help you. And the Vaishnavas will also save you. Because there is a simple spiritual law. If you protect Dharma, you know, this is about honesty and simplicity, saralata, the Dharma will run. And protect you. This is a very important thing. In the world of men, we may sometimes look like losers if we are simple and straightforward and just satisfied with little and so on. But in the world of Dharma and the world of God, we have conquered a universe with our simplicity. So Mahaprabhu used to teach this simplicity, Einfachheit, gerade heraus sein, and so on, through Damodar Pandit, who just was, you know, saying what he perceived as truth, and was even, you know, sometimes, yes, so to say, criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. This is one of the principles Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. There are four others. There are so many nice things about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, yesterday I gave a lecture on the miracles of Lord Chaitanya. I have two more lectures on this subject, but I decided, because I spoke with a very nice devotee this afternoon, with many, not many, but some devotees, to talk today on saralata, simplicity. Once again, the moment you follow a spiritual principle, you will see it's almost cannot be rationally explained that somehow the spiritual laws will come and protect you. That's very nice. I think we all know one principle is humility. The moment we are really humble, we feel good. Although we thought, es kann doch nicht möglich sein. Was ist denn los mit mir hier? Or, wie ist denn das möglich? Do you know this feeling that I feel well in being humble? Yes, because you have just now connected yourself with a very powerful spiritual principle which will unleash, as it wird entfesseln, spiritual consequences, so to say. Hare Krishna. With these words, the lecturer closed his book. What do you think, Chaitanya Bhagavan? It's an interesting subject, isn't it? It's a very interesting subject.
I have one joke to share, Maharaj.
Please!
It so happened once, the temple commander in our temple back in Bangalore was taking a Bhakta Premier class, and we were around 15 new Bhaktas who were sitting and hearing the class. So he was speaking on very basic principles, and then there was one devotee who was from a village. He was a new Bhakta, but a very simple and very nice devotee. So, for some reason that day he was not paying attention to the class. And then the temple commander asked him, he was actually, his attention was somewhere else. Uh-huh. What he was watching was a lizard which was trying to go into a hole.
Uh-huh.
So, he stopped for a minute and he asked him, did anything go inside? Did the whole thing go inside? He was
What he has said, yeah.
Did go into your mind.
Yeah.
And he said, everything has gone in except the tail.
He saw the lizard.
Yeah. Inside,
yeah.
And the tail was still lying out. Everything has gone inside except the tail.
Wonderful. Thank you for giving happiness to our class. Yes, thank you. Everything has gone. Yes, I understand. Hare Krishna. The moment we hear of India, we become just happy. You know, I can just see the Bhakta in the Bhakta class, seeing the lizard on the wall, trying to, yes, this India. It's simply full of life. Here we have no lizards on the wall.
And at another time, the same devotee used to hear from different devotees.
Yes.
So this temple commander was very fixed up, very strong brahmachari, very enthusiastic, and everyone used to look forward to him for inspiration. And sometimes somebody, you know, just spoke in a very exaggerated manner and just said maybe he is an associate of Lord Chaitanya.
Oh, really?
Because he was so much into Chaitanya Leela also.
The temple commander.
Temple commander. His name was Jai Chaitanya.
Yeah.
And then one class he was speaking about the 24 material elements and about how the soul is above these 24 material elements. And he was saying, I am the troll, we are the troll. And then it was somehow not going into his mind. Mm-hmm. And then he stopped for a while and he asked him, his name was Jairade Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
He asked him, Jairade, who am I? He said, you are an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to say, he just said, you are an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. His search and mindful are very nice and very simple devotee.
Yeah. When we hear this about this quality of simplicity, I always feel it's good to go to the Sanskrit to understand a little what it is. I've noted in India, we often say, when we say he's a very simple, it is actually a very good qualification. We praise him. But when we say in Europe or Germany, sehr einfach. That really sounds like a great offense to be in the West, you know. To when you say you're very simple, it's almost like you have passed urine on the person's leg, you know. It's like this grave of an offense, you know. And the Sanskrit word of simplicity, sarala means essence. He's an essence lover. You know, he is not like we have heard bhava something, bhavagraha person, a person who burdens himself, but no, he actually goes for the essence, which is without any, I mean, there is no unnecessary weight or unnecessary qualifications. Very nice. Good, so I want to thank you very much for being so patient and for being such wonderful hosts. It was a very nice time for me. I will go earlier than expected because it was actually Yamuna who found out today that the seminar which I'm attending starts one day earlier. I thought it starts on Friday, but it starts on Thursday already. So I will go with the Sharanagatika to Goloka Dham and spend some time in the seminar and also give one seminar called The Heart of Krishna during the Pfingsten festival. But I want to say to you, I'm extremely impressed by the discussions which we had about a possible future of our service endeavor to serve Lord Krishna, and I can see that there is a very nice, I would say this community of devotees has a very good strength. It's really a nice community where devotees grow and they live together and they have decided to serve together and help each other in Krishna consciousness and so on. This is a great wealth, really. And let us see from where this, I would say, from where this basis will bring, to where this basis will bring us. In other words, what developments are. I want to encourage you not to think too passionately. It's very, very nice that we have what we have, so we don't want to risk it. We want to, when we change, maybe into another situation, if we change, we want to have something significantly better for all the devotees. Up till now, we simply do not know what future will hold. We are knocking at Krishna's door at the moment to say, Can you open it a little bit? I mean, that we can see a little bit the future. You know, like when you go for a closed door, and there's some light behind it, you may want just a little bit. So, Panchatattva holding the key, and Braj Kishore. Shishirada Braj Kishore will give us the permit. It's entirely up to them.